be with you.
And
your reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they kept him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Jesus said to them, she said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they led him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you led him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear sisters and brothers, today we are celebrating the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. And just as we read in the Gospel, Mary Magdalene was the first person to see the risen Christ. And if we know the history of Mary Magdalene, she was the one that seven demons was cast away from. And after she encountered Jesus in that healing, from that moment, she became a disciple of Jesus, a follower of Jesus. And even some people still argue that Mary Magdalene was the lady that was crying at the feet of Jesus when Jesus went to the house of Zacchaeus to eat, that she was the one that was crying at his feet, to the extent that she was using her hair to wipe the tears that flowed out on the foot of Jesus. The most important thing, my dear friends in Christ, that we need to learn from the life of this woman: the moment she encountered Jesus, when Jesus healed her, she became a disciple. She gave her time, she gave her talent, following Jesus. And the moment She was the first person that saw the risen Christ. She went and announced the good news to the other disciples. That is why she's being referred as the apostle of the apostles. That is why Pope Francis, on June 3rd, 2016, elevated the memorial of Mary Magdalene to a feast, emphasizing God's mercy. Now think it this way. Peter was the head of the apostles. He was not the first to encounter him after the resurrection. There was a disciple, John, that Jesus loved the most. He wasn't the first person to see Jesus after resurrection. But this lady, reminding us that God's mercy abounds. The moment we encounter him, it is a moment that we have to put in all we have to spread the good news. And we have to share this good news with other people. When we encounter Jesus, when God has done something good for us, it is not a moment that we have to hide it. No, we cannot hide it. We have to spread the goodness of God in our lives. We have to become disciples of Christ, spreading the good news in any way we can. And there are so many ways that we can spread the good news. So many ways. What we need to do is to find out what suits me. How can I testify to God's goodness? How can I share this message with other people? In any way we can, keep doing that. And God's goodness is not meant for us alone to be enjoyed alone. We have to spread it out, as Mary Magdalene did. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we celebrate this feast today, and as we pray for the intercession of Mary Magdalene, let us also ask for the grace to always spread the good news, to always spread that which God has done for us.